Earlier this year, Brisbane City Council denied access for SBS's documentary series Struggle Street to be filmed in Inala. Since then, we have seen an unprecedented display of unity from both sides of politics, with the Liberal Lord Mayor Graham Quirk, Premier and local Labor member Anastasia Palaszczuk, as well as Labor councillor Charles Strunk, encouraging residents to actually dob in the film crew if they're seen filming in public areas. Over the weekend, the crew received their first fine of $609. SBS have responded and said the show was about shining a light on disadvantage and was actually disappointed politicians were going to great lengths to discourage these voices from being heard. There have been a variety of different opinions expressed from Inala residents. In a comment online, one Inala resident said, "Welfare and poverty are very complex and deep issues that Australia or the world have no solutions for, but don't shoot the messenger just because you don't like what you see." Another Inala resident said on Facebook, "I think the government don't want people to see who the struggling ones really are. What are they ashamed of?" While many residents welcome a spotlight on Inala's disadvantaged, there has been an overwhelming response from the community against the proposed plan. I spoke with Inala resident and UQ academic Laurel Johnson about the suburb. Ms. Johnson, in her research, explored the indicators of social disadvantage used by the Australian Bureau of Statistics and found that communities that rank highly on these indicators, like Inala, in fact enjoy greater social capital.
What I did was just a really simple exercise where I unpacked the socioeconomic index for areas, the CIFRA index that the Australian Bureau of Statistics use, which is an index of social disadvantage and social advantage. And it's an index that's then it's applied to every suburb across Australia, and then each suburb gets a ranking relative to the other suburbs in Australia. And Inala doesn't rank very highly on social advantage. It ranks very highly on social disadvantage. When I unpacked the CIFRA index, the kinds of indicators that are used as indicators of social disadvantage in Australia, and they are indicators of social disadvantage in Australia, in that, you know, relatively you won't succeed if you, in the terms of monetary success, if you have these characteristics.
And do you think Inala's history as a serviced suburb separate from Brisbane played a role in developing these characteristics?
I think what that resulted in was very high levels of social capital, because people had to rely on each other, high levels of mutual dependence. And there's a lot of organisations in Inala that are volunteer-based, and there are others that have funded workers but have strong volunteer components to them. And so we have very sophisticated social organisation here, to the extent that Struggle Street, you know, when it was announced, the information flew around the community very quickly. So there's an Inala Facebook site, for example, a community Facebook site that I'm a member of with hundreds and hundreds of people in Inala, and that's constant chatter on that site about the Struggle Street dilemma and how people feel about it and what they're going to do about it. And someone at the moment is rallying that, you know, we should follow them around, and if they seem to be infringing at all, then we've got to, you know, call the council and get them fined and all this kind of stuff. So there's a bit of a rally push against, get them out of Inala through that group.
What do you think about having Struggle Street film in Inala?
I'm in two minds about it. Like, I think there is a possibility that it becomes voyeuristic, that it's almost the rest of Australia looking through their curtains at, you know, the other Australia. But on the other side, I think it's really important for people in places like Inala who would tend to be fairly voiceless, because if you look at those indicators of social disadvantage, like we're performing well on social disadvantage, and those people with those characteristics tend to be fairly voiceless in Australia. Like, you know, they're not on the news unless they've committed crime. They're not people that the middle class in Australia, which is most of Australia, know. They don't know Aboriginal people. They don't know migrants. They don't know asylum seekers. They don't know refugees. They don't know people with on a disability pension because of physical or non-physical disability. So it is important that those people are given a voice.
How did you find the first season of Struggle Street based on Mount Druitt?
I mean, I think that the first Struggle Street series, which I watched, there was some of that poverty porn that I thought, you know, the voiceover and the kind of drama setting and the naming of location all the time, so locating that poverty in pockets around Australia. I don't think that was very good. I think that was a really negative aspect of the show. But on the flip side, there were some stories that were told. There was incredible, there were love stories in some of those families that endured all sorts of, well, true struggle with addiction and dealing and criminality and poverty. And they did seem to have enduring relationships within the families that were significant. And so it sort of showed Australia that it is possible, even with material deprivation and all kinds of external things coming at you, that your family can hold together in a storm, that there is that love and care can endure. It's not just something that the middle class in Australia owns.